AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Investigators are working to connect a barnacle-covered wing part that washed up on a remote Indian Ocean island to the Malaysia Airlines flight that vanished more than a year ago. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss says a number of the wreckage on the wreckage could help identify the plane.
There is a number on the parts, BB670. That is not a serial number or a registration number, but it's possible that it could be a maintenance number, and that might help an early investigation.
Even if it is confirmed to be a long-awaited first clue to the disappearance of Flight 370, there's no guarantee investigators can still find the plane's recorders or other remains. Closing arguments presented in the latest phase of the sentencing of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes.
The jury had rejected the claim of insanity, but defense attorney Tamara Brady urged jurors to consider Holmes' mental illness.
It was not about notoriety. It was not about hatred. It was about the delusion.
Prosecutor George Brockler told jurors nobody in their right mind would plan a massacre of a theater full of human beings.
But not having the same brain that we have does not protect you from the ramifications of those decisions.
Jurors could override a potential death penalty and sentence Holmes to life without parole. I'm Ed Donahue.
The University of Cincinnati police officer who fatally shot a motorist during a traffic stop pleaded not guilty to a charge of murder. He's posted 10% of his $1 million bail and has been released. Sheriff's Major Charmaine McGuffey says Ray Tensing seemed happy to be out of jail.
I think he's relieved, just like anybody would, to have the bond posted and to leave the Justice Center.
She's at the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office. This is AP Radio News. A Royal Dutch Shell icebreaker that was the target of environmental protesters left Portland, Oregon Thursday, bound for an Arctic drilling operation. But there was a tense standoff with kayakers and activists who had dangled from a bridge to block its path. Portland Fire Lieutenant Rich Tyler.
We went ahead and went over the side with a firefighter, went down to where the ropes were connected and anchored. We attached our ropes to their ropes and then disconnected their ropes from their anchor and then lowered them safely down to the Multnomah County Sheriff's boat below.
An anti-gay extremist stabbed six people at Jerusalem's annual Gay Pride Parade. The attacker was arrested at the scene. A federal lawsuit charges that CVS deliberately overcharged some pharmacy customers for generic drugs by submitting claims to their insurance companies at inflated prices. The suit filed in federal court in San Francisco. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.